You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Hi, everybody. Hi, listeners. Time for the next guest on the show.
Hello, Johnny.
Johnny,
how are you?
I can't remember if it's Bruff or Bro.
It's Bruff.
Bruff. Johnny Bruff. Johnny Bruff.
Actually,
Johnny Bruff.
That's what my recent family call it, but it goes back a long way into some dark, mysterious Dutch slave owning history, which I'd rather not talk about.
Good to keep the name alive, isn't it? Good to keep the name alive.
Shouldn't have brought it up.
Hey, Johnny, people might. I first knew met you as Sugar and Spice back 1,058 years ago.
That's right. And we used to come and promote our shows up here when we were all young. Well, I was a young idiot.
Look how much we've progressed now. Here's me sitting here and you come in to promote your show.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we must be almost 30 by now.
No, late 30s, definitely.
Yeah.
Early 30s.
Sorry, Tess, your mic's not going.
Yeah.
I'd say early 30s.
We had a conversation about this before.
No, Tess, late 30s. I know, it's hard to believe.
Oh, yeah. It's hard to believe.
Hey, so, Johnny, hi.
Hi.
You're a funny prick, eh?
I try.
You do funny stuff on the movies and the TVs.
Yes,
and
I try.
Stages.
And on the stages.
Yes,
I'm
getting back to the stage now, Mikey.
Is it a stage at this venue?
Yes, there's a little stage.
A little stage.
Roll on, roll off.
One must always touch the walls when one's on stage, not sort of be too stationary in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I will be sloughed over my chair.
Tip.
I will be lolled over my chair.
You're going to be lolled over your chair as one of your probably most well-known characters. Would that be correct?
That would be correct, Mikey. The character of Deacon the Vampire from the
phenomena.
Cult film What We Do in the Shadows.
But it's beyond cult now, isn't it?
Great
phenomena.
Film.
It's a phenomenon. It's a phenomenon. They're just
great
about to do
film.
A TV series.
Yes,
so
yes. We've
TV
been
series.
To Toronto to shoot a TV series. That was
are you
good.
In that? Are you in
Yeah.
Some of the others aren't.
Not very much. Not very much. Well, Tyker and Jermaine are writing, directing. So
they're in it, obviously, still.
They're in
Europe,
it, too.
So something, yeah, it's the same. Yeah, it's like, must be weird for actors who do a really good job of, and then they get to see another actor do their job.
Oh, well, no, see, this series is a whole different group of vampires living in New York.
Yeah.
So it's Mike Berry and all that. I fanboyed the shit out of him.
It does look cool, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
There are vampires everywhere, though. They're not exclusive
exactly.
to New Zealand.
Let's be clear.
You don't want to only film the New Zealand ones.
Let's be clear. Let's be clear about this. Vampires are a mythical beast.
Well,
I don't know about that, mate. I don't know where you're coming from.
Well,
you've obviously not had the kind of experiences.
Yeah, obviously.
No, I have not. I have not had the experiences of meeting anyone who's been alive forever.
Actually, wait a minute. You used to work at Squid Bar. You used to DJ at Squid Bar. You must know all about vampires.
Actually, those vampires. Oh,
yes. Yeah, well, what do you think I was talking about?
No, I thought you were talking about the the ha-ha-ha ones.
Oh, the real vampires. Yeah, it's the same ones. It's the same ones.
Is that them?
Yes.
Well, they stole me for a bar tab.
Yeah, they probably do.
Yeah, I was looking in your face. Is
that me? I probably couldn't afford it.
We had great times then. We had great times now.
I couldn't get in. I looked too young.
What did you like about playing Deacon?
Because it's pretty much me. I can be I can be naughty and bad, and I can
sexy.
It's based in
it's better sexy.
Well, you just call
you
yourself
like
sexy, and all of a sudden you are. It's just all there is.
No,
to
it. You do sexy. You
no,
do sexy. I've seen you do sexy.
I don't know. Feel a bit portly, to be honest. But
listen,
you can decide. They can decide.
Take it from me. Portly can be sexy.
Oh, okay, good.
With the show that's coming up.
Yes.
You have a certain desire to do something. Is that right?
Yes, I'm going to conjure my long dead ex-girlfriend back to life.
You're going to, or Deacon's going to?
Deacon. Oh, sorry. It's Deacon's show. He's going to conjure his long dead ex back to life.
That sounds complicated.
What a
dickhead.
That
sounds like a lot of complications.
Surely she's ex for a reason.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. But some of us just don't learn.
You
Mike,
need some closure.
Yeah, maybe that's
reopening.
It. Yeah, you have to ask him why he's doing that.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be elegant. It's going to be
messy.
We practiced it. It's going to be messy.
Well, I can't imagine.
Did I write that on the poster?
The poster's
got blood splattered all over it, so that would suggest
it. It's got blood fingerprints on it, so
that's
I feel like that looks messy.
Although,
wash your hands.
Can I just say,
Macbeth, wash your hands.
I'm a bad producer, so this poster that you're looking at is different from the thing on the Fringe website, which is a blue picture of a smoky landscape with this long dead ex on the front. Who's got curlers in her hair and she's looking very elegant.
I don't think that's a sign of bad producing. I think that's a sign of very creative, open mind. Lots of many different ideas on the go at once.
Too many ideas.
I've never brought someone back to life, but if I can't imagine it is that pretty. The experience. Well, no, I'm just because in the reverse, it's also not that pretty. It's putting someone out of life. So yeah. Bringing someone, but I can't see how that would be.
Has anyone ever read the Chronicles of Thomas Covenant? Showing my nerd side here.
Oh, the Chronicles of Thomas Covenant.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I've not read that either.
Willard Price, or where's him in the past?
I just read these books, and the lead comes back to life, and then is just kind of quite distraught.
Is this the inspiration for the show?
No, I was just trying to squish two characters together to see if I could make a show out of it.
Has Deacon changed since we met him? What we do in the shadows?
No.
Because that's an interesting question. If you live forever, how much do you change?
That's just a question.
Do you reach premium growth and then just stay the same?
Good on you for noticing that. Premium growth. I think I've reached premium growth.
I think I've hit it.
Because there's these vampires that they hit that point. Because it's when you get turned, isn't it? That's you're stuck in that age.
Yeah, ideally, you want to get turned when you're at your peak.
Yeah. So but those and ones that are like Nosferatu ones, they've left it late, haven't they?
I don't think Deacon was at his peak. I think his peak was earlier when in his 30s.
Oh, I think so too. But I mean, this is the thing. Yeah, you play the cards you're dealt. Yeah.
He might not physically grow, but he grows mentally.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I don't think he's learned much at all, as we will find out in the show.
So, details of the show for those who want to go along.
It's quite a funky venue.
It's at Garnet Station, isn't it?
Yeah, on Garnet Road in Westmere.
Now, that's a little cafe by day, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lovely little cafe. Yeah. And there's a little theatre down the side, which is like a small church.
So you really wouldn't expect a theatre there. Well, I wouldn't have expected a theatre there.
No.
The truth is, Tess, there's one there.
Yeah, well,
there's definitely
clearly
a theatre there.
And it's on Monday night at 8:30 p.m.
Yes.
I'm not a very good producer. And what I've done is I've put the dates wrong. On what you've got there are the dates all wrong. So it's actually the Tuesday 19th to the 23rd. So there's two extra shows there, which I thought I had, but I don't.
So Tuesday to Saturday.
Those ones are sold out. You won't get tickets for those.
Tuesday to Saturday.
That's right, Tuesday to Saturday. That's right.
19th to 23rd. 8:30 p.m. Tickets on the door?
Are on the door, yes, but also iTicket. And
How much are we talking?
Oh, they're 20 and 24, I think.
Jeez, easy.
But I'm imagining for all our fans out there, BFM fans, they'll be on the lower end of the scale. I've got no idea. I don't know how that works.
Good producing. That's Garnet Station's on Garnet Road in Westmere. Whereabouts exactly taking?
Westmere.
I know where Westmere is. Paint me a picture of Garnet Road and whereabouts in Garnet Road.
The Rose Shop?
The Rose Shop. Of course I know.
Or the Butcher. If you come up Westmere towards...
up that long road.
Yeah, before you get to the
Away from the beach.
Oh, there's big rainbow flags hanging out the front on bamboo sticks.
Yeah.
Prior to Miola, isn't it?
And a school. Past
Miola.
If you're coming from the Rose Shop.
So,
Christ, it's going well, isn't it?
It's going well, yeah.
Anyway, I feel like people will know where it is. I know where it is.
Look it up. Go on, GPS it. Garnet Station.
Google it.
Even though he lives forever, this is your chance to meet a vampire. Your chance to meet Deacon the Vampire.
Will you be doing any crowd interactions, or you don't want to give it away?
Oh, just a little bit, nothing too much. Yeah. Like, I don't want to humiliate anybody.
I've seen you before, before doing other things.
I was a young kid back then.
Right, okay.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Get your tickets,
I met someone who I humiliated many years ago in a pub, and she went, oh, yes, you brought me on stage and sat me down and showered me in egg whites.
Oh, spoiled?
What?
Oh, that's right.
What was she moaning about?
I bought her drinks and said that I'd come along a bit since then.
A bit. And you were about to say a long way, and you thought, hang on.
Johnny,
out of her.
One thing I can say is that when it's come to humiliation, you've humiliated the most.
Yeah,
isn't it? So if that makes everyone feel a bit more comfortable in the past.
Yep.
Deacon
been the best humiliation I've ever seen.
He might need someone on stage to help with a bit, but you're only going to end up helping in a triumphant bit of the show, and you look great.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, and you can always say no, I don't want it. That's fine.
Cool. Well, get along. It looks great.
Johnny Bro with Deacon the Vampire at Garnet Station.
Can we give away tickets?
Yeah.
Give away a cup. Should we give away a cup?
A couple of tickets.
Yeah. Go on.
Two.
Yeah, I was thinking if I asked a question, or Mikey asked a question. What is it that Deacon says that vampires shouldn't do in the film? Then if you ring up and you know what it is, you win a couple of tickets.
We'll do it. If you text in the correct answer, the first person to 5395.
Oh, Jesus.
Or do you want to do a phone thing?
I'm thinking back.
I don't know.
I've got a phone too. Do a call.
Yeah, do a call.
Just do a caller. First one through on 309-3879.
What is so old school.
What's the question? What does Deacon say vampires?
Yeah, what is Deacon's opinion about vampires should never do?
It'll just be some of the
309-3879.
Vampires don't do what?
309-3879. Should we play these ads to come back with the winner?
Yeah.
I'm here in New Orleans, home of jazz, soul food, Mardi Gras, and it's a little loud, actually. Just a tick. Southern comfort. The original spirit of New Orleans since back in the day, yo, 1874. Made from quality American smooth drinking whiskey that rounds off with hints of fruit and spice, bringing the party to you this summer and actually real good with L&P. Cheers. Southern comfort, the spirit of New Orleans. Let it take you there.
Julia Jacklin, live at the Hollywood Theatre, Friday, March 1st. I was older than my dad's dying. Celebrating her soon-to-be-released second album, Crushing, the Australian alt-country icon is back and playing the sumptuous Hollywood Theatre. Julia Jacklin, Friday, March 1st at the Hollywood Theatre. Tickets on sale now from livenation.co.nz.
As a 95 BFM listener, I bet you're right about loads of stuff. Loads of stuff other people are just dumb and wrong about. Dumb and wrong and big whiny babies. Not like you. You've got to let your voice be heard. You've got to vote. Vote for the 95 BFM Top 10.
Just text VOTE and the name of the track you want to vote for to 5395. Or go to 95bfm.com/vote. Easy peasy.
The 95 BFM Top 10 with Amelia. The best BFM playlist tunes of the week as chosen by you. Wednesday evenings, 7 to 9, only on 95 BFM.
Holy shit, yeah, 95 BFM drivers.
Wait, board. You what? Don't swear? There's no swear with it.
I can say shit, yeah, though.
Okay, cool, carry on.
Now the moment's gone. 95 BFM drivers broadcasting live from the corner store February 15th, just in time for you to get nice and warmed up for 95 BFM Gold.
Come and have a... Fuck, can you just keep reading?
Come along and have a yarn with your mates, me, Johnny, and Big Hungry.
That's me, I'm over here, but I'm not very good at reading today.
Try the limited edition Deep Creek 95 BFM Gold Lager and be right by the power station in time for all the early bird surprises we've got lined up.
You did that faster than me, so...
Okay, but 95 BFM Drive live from the corner store, Mount Eden Road, February 15th from 4 p.m. Thanks to Smooth Drinking Southern Comfort, Deep Creek Brewing Company,
and the corner store. Woo!
Deacon the Vampire is at Garnet Station, Garnet Road, from Tuesday the 19th until Saturday the 23rd. And 8:30 p.m. you can get tickets at the door. And apart from you, your tickets can be handed to you for free. Listener, what's your name?
Kate.
Kate, what is it that vampires don't do?
They certainly don't do dishes.
They certainly do not do dishes. Well done. Congratulations. Stay there. We'll get you details, Kate, and you can go along to the show.
Oh.
All right, stand by. Sounds like you're doing dishes yourself.
I am doing dishes. I'm not a vampire.
Did that remind you of the answer?
I knew it.
Yeah, of course you did. Yeah. Please hold the line. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Johnny.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.